I imagine some of you are full of questions right now. Who are all these people? Why are there so many candles? Who dropped their hydro flask? Why was the responsorial psalm so long? Will this mass ever end? I have most of the answers to those questions. Today is the great feast, actually a solemnity, the highest on the church calendar below the solemnity of our Lord Jesus Christ, the solemnity of the dedication of this church. This church here is available for you. Think of just the fact that you wandered in here available. Where are we going to go to Mass today? We're going to go to this church. Well, that's why we have churches, for places for people to gather together to worship God in one heart and one mind. And this church is here. Is it the most important thing in the world to have a church of brick and mortar? Of course not. We know that in the early days, people worshiped in their houses. The thing that we know for sure is that Jesus Christ came and he's going to come again. And in between there, he will have disciples who worship him. That's what we know for certain. Where that will happen, what that'll look like, we don't know. It depends a lot on the world around us. But we do know that there's always going to be a church until he returns again. And by his grace, we have the opportunity to have these beautiful buildings, these places where we can gather together and see one another and see the fact, hey, I'm not the only Christian in this world. I'm not the only worshiper of Christ. Here's another one right beside me, another one behind me, another one in front of me. That's why these churches, these places of worship are so important. And as you can see, the church is very young. It's not because there's a bunch of 20-somethings in this church right now. These focused missionaries who came and woke up early on a Saturday morning. Good for you. Look at that. And they're an easy laugh. I could just say anything right now, and they'll laugh at anything I say. This is perfect. This Mass is going to go on forever. The church is young not because there's a bunch of young people in this church right now. It's young because the Holy Spirit is still breathing his life-giving breath into this ship that we call the church. Is the sea always calm? Are the people on board sometimes seasick? Of course it's not always calm. Of course the captain doesn't always know where he's going, the earthly captains. The church has been mismanaged and poorly run for 2,000 years. That's not going to change. But we have these moments, these dedications of the church, to remind us who is the true captain of the ship, who breathes his breath into the sails of the church that we love so dearly. It's the Holy Spirit. That's the only reason why this institution exists. This institution exists for the salvation of souls. And we, by God's grace, are privileged to be members, to be on board. And we're going to be on board no matter what, that of all the ups and downs that we experience on board, that here we are in this church. And this great building, this beautiful cathedral, is a representation of that church. It's not necessary. This building is not necessary at all. And yet, it's a testament to the fact that the church is here to stay. That it's also a testament to God working in concrete ways. God loves to work in concrete ways. God isn't nebulous. He doesn't like just kind of do things in general. He always selects individual people, individual places. It's the incarnational principle. When Jesus Christ became man, he became man in a specific time and at a specific place to a specific family. Well, that's true here too. The God is present in a specific way, in a concrete way, which is easy to remember because this church is made of concrete. That's very few churches are. It was built during World War II, and they had to hide the steel girders for this building because they weren't allowed to have them. So the bishop buried the steel girders so that he could do construction under kind of in secrecy to build during a time of great need in our country. But this building is a concrete reminder that God is here with us. God has not abandoned his people. He will never abandon his people. And that's why he's given us this church. This church, which is much maligned, right? You read in the every article you ever read, you know, the church is falling apart, the church is dying, you know, it needs to change her ways, otherwise no one will ever go to church anymore, blah, 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 blah. And of course, they're right. We do need to do all these things in the eyes of the world. If this was a worldly institution, you bet we'd need to do all sorts of things. And if it was an earthly institution, it wouldn't exist anymore. But it so obviously is not. By the humility of mismanagement and poorly executed, you know, running of the church by her bishops, priests, and lay people, that it's even more a testament to God's glory, to God's grace. And think about it, like, even if the world didn't have the Catholic Church, would it really be better off? Would the city of Bismarck be better off if this was a farmer's market instead? No. Those who call for the destruction of the church, they don't really consider how would this world really be a better place without the Catholic Church? And we know that there's nothing better on earth than the Catholic Church. Think of how many sins have been forgiven in this place. Think of how many children and adults alike have been regenerated into the body of Christ and experienced new life. Just yesterday, we had a funeral and a wedding in this church. How many people have made their last commitment to Christ? Their families have mourned over their bodies. How many people have joined together in holy matrimony? How many children have received the Lord and the Blessed Sacrament for the first time in this church? That the church is an important place, the physical church, as a representation of God's everlasting commitment to his people. I am with you always, even to the end of the age. I am with you always. This church, this physical structure, has not always been here and will not always be here. But Jesus Christ and the church will remain for all time, for us, for you. That's why Jesus Christ came to this earth. And of course, you great focus missionaries, it's your job to go spread that message to a world which is dying to hear the gospel of Christ, which needs to hear that Jesus Christ is a real person who wants to grow in a relationship with you and save you. In a world that needs it so much, in a world that promotes chaos and forces us to pick up the pieces, the world says, do these things, all these things that fracture you. And who's there to pick up the pieces? The church. They make fun of us, they mock us, but who's going to care for those people when they rebel against the laws of God and experience the fracturing that happens from sin? Not the world, it's the church. That's why we're here. We're here to clean up the mess of sin. And so today, say a prayer of thanksgiving, even if this isn't your church, that this church exists, this great cathedral, for the salvation of souls, that a concrete building exists as a witness. And say a prayer for the church universal, that she might always be faithful to that saving mission of Jesus Christ, now and forever.